Folks, now that the whole nation has realized the ugly face of this military game, and of course the PDM imported governments, we can see the lukewarm response of Pakistanis in the propaganda machinery of ISPR and ISI, who are taking processions comprising of 10 to 12 people and telling that, oh, we love our Pakistan Army, Pakistan Army Zindabad, and if Pakistan Army is there, then we can live in peace and can be saved from the thuggery of other enemies. Most of them now know who the real enemy is. There is no enemy of Pakistan except this GHQ, Interpol gangs, the bloodsuckers, the bastards, and the killers. Now they are trying to humiliate PTI and Imran Khan, but that is not going to last much. It's just a matter of few days before people forget that this procession drama and then this burning of the Jinnah house was actually planned by ISI. That is why there was no protection, there was no police, there was not even a single army man or even rangers, because they wanted something to happen so that they can take advantage of it and try to crush PTI. But this is not 90s, this is 21st century, and the media power is so strong that people realized on the day one that this was all planned by GHQ gang, and they call it military installations. I mean, what the hell military installation? I mean, this defense housing colonies are also military installations. Military installations are not the houses. Military installations are not the offices of GHQ. Military installations are the garrisons where the heavy armament and the training of the soldiers happen. These are called garrisons, and they're called defense or the military colonies, only for the purpose to be ready for any attack from foreign forces. But everybody knows now that the GHQ gang or its soldiers are never trained like professionals like we see in the rest of the world. They are just given a couple of hours drill, and after that they just do kapshap, waste national time and do nothing while the nation spends billions of dollars. And these big belly journals, the biggest bastards this country has ever created, they only plan how to overthrow the civilian government and how to run the government, which is not their part. But they run parallel government, and you can see that there have been relief from the court for every arrest, and the court says, okay, you deposit this much as guarantee, take your oath, and then you can go home. The minute they get out of jail, they are arrested again. And the police says, oh, we don't know who arrest them. Everybody knows that these black ships, these black face ugly bastards, are the reason why people are being abducted so easily. Like, take the case of Akash Ram, the marketing head of the Bol, the Bol News, which does not listen to GHQ gang, and they refuse to accept their conditions. They have been banned and closed down many times, thanks to the court that they allow them back. And they actually kidnapped his director, who was a Hindu. And any country where the minorities are treated badly or treated inferior, that country can never prosper. I have said many times, if you want to prosper, you have to be secular, you have to provide human rights to your people, particularly women and kids. Do not mutilate their body part, a little body part, which has nothing to do with Allah or any God who created them. But this GSQ gang under Mullah, or using Mullahs, he subjugates every Pakistani born in a horrible way. And this Akash Ram, who was working very hard and was told that it was very sincere, is only being harassed and kept in prison by GSQ because they want to allege him for treason to be an Indian agent. There is no way that any Hindu in Pakistan would like to be an Indian agent. This country we call Pakistan is their Pakistan. They are the one who created the society. They are the one who established the cultural norms. They are the one who are behind every art and musical festivities we have in Pakistan. Otherwise, the Sharia of Islam does not allow any entertainment. Not even laughing loudly is allowed in Islam. The woman cannot walk with pride. They must put down their shoulders and they must have a big cover. Their breast must be hide totally. That is why the little babies are told to keep their shoulder down in the house, so that when they grow up and their breasts come out as naturally they should, they will not be able to show off those boobs as much as the rest of the world women do. This is their power. This is their asset. All over the world is called boob power, and it is used everywhere, in art, in industry, in music, in film. In item song, you can see how the Indian woman who have very little breast, they move it so rheumatically that they look great. And the movie becomes successful because of this item songs. Pakistani women are much healthier than Indian women. If they are allowed to freedom, they can be better than Kim Kardashian. They are mentally very smart, because all the men are dumb, because their lullies are cut and they are depressed all their life, that what have I done wrong? Why did this Mohalla Nai cut my lully? Which could have been a pride for him. But because Islam is not about pride, Islam is about slavery. That is why they treat 235 million Pakistanis as slave dogs. They harass them with impunity, they kill them with impunity, and still the Pakistanis, they go behind them with their tails tucked in the ass. This is what Islam has done to, and this GSQ gang has used Islam to mentally bankrupt Pakistani nation. Luckily, we have social media, and the young generation we see today, which was brought up in social media, is much smarter than us, who were confused what to do. I mean, what the hell we are here for? But they have some idea, they have very clear idea where the country should go, and almost 65% of the youngs of Pakistan cannot be fooled anymore, particularly this GSQ gang. So in the next couple of weeks, the court will listen to the appeals of more than 7,000 PTI workers, and most of them will be released out. But this military gang is threatening to try them under Army Act. I mean, can you believe how stupid they are? And every lawyer we know, clearly says that these offenses, which are actually not even offenses, because they were kind of invited by this military gang to come and attack and leave the house open for some unarmed people. Initially, we can see the video, there are like 10-15 people. Then they rise to about 100. And there is no protection. This is happening inside the cantonment. I mean, this is actually an act of treason by ISI and GSU gang, because they exposed to the world that our cantonments are very safe, are very easy to barge in and do the suicide bombs and all those things which TTP terrorists are doing. And now they want to treat a simple Pakistanis who may have got carried away, and they may have some miscreants inducted by ISI. So you have to remember, ISI plans every day how to take over Pakistan government. And they have hundreds of thugs, we call Gulubat, on their payroll. So this is exactly what they have done. They have created this drama to harass PTI. But the courts are looking into it, and I believe 99% will be released in the next few weeks. And their resolve will be stronger. I mean, it is very important that the young people, even when they are beaten, when they come out, they are more aggressive. They curse GHQ more, journals more, and they are not afraid. Imran Khan has really taken out the fear from their heart. Because Imran Khan has no fear. I mean, you can see how he was arrested and how calm he was. Although these rangers were pushing them and pressing him, but he was very resolved and he did not show any emotions. He was not scared at all. And his followers will be the same. It doesn't matter if they put 100,000, 200,000, 2 million, 5 million Pakistani youngs, they will be answerable very soon. They cannot get away from the thuggery they have unleashed on the nation for 70 years. Every defense colonies will be erased. This is what the government will do, because the government will take out every perks these generals are enjoying for the last 70 years, like free plots and free pension and all that bullshit. They deserve nothing. Only the soldiers should get pension and should get monetary support so they can build a small house for their family when they retire. But the generals, anybody from captain to general, should get nothing. As a matter of fact, Pakistan should retire all these bloodsuckers and start a new policy, like a volunteer army, like we have in the United States, where the people are offered opportunities, people are offered education, educational support, people are offered vocational support. If they serve the military for, let's say, 5 to 10 years, and they train them in a way that they are the best professional army in the world. In the world. I mean, that is why America is number one. And it is controlling the whole world with just about less than 1 million army. According to what I know, it's almost like only 700 to 800,000. But they are so professional. And the money spent on American GHQ is doing wonders. They invest in training, they invest in research, they invest in technology, they invest in everything. They propped up new ideas. Internet was originally created by Pentagon, by military establishment. They used it they established it, and then they allowed the private sector to expand it. And the private sector did wonders with it. Today, internet is a blessing thanks to Steve Jobs, who single-handedly changed the world. And no thanks to any Arab prophet who have single-handedly destroyed this world, particularly Pakistan's future. The main reason why Pakistan is imploding is because of this shit of religion, where Pakistanis have been made slave and have their brain have been clogged for not allowing any freedom of speech, any human right, any woman right, any kids right. And the civilized world even have animal rights. That is why they are so rich. Just yesterday there was a news that UK has open vacancies in more than 260 categories. In Pakistan, you put a job vacancy and 10,000 people will line up. This is how much the job is scarce in Pakistan. And there is no way Pakistan will ever have help wanted sign or immigrant visas for professionals unless this shit of religion is thrown out and the people are brought to senses, where their power, their brain is the one which can do wonders. Not this shit of Allah, Muhammad, Quran, and all that shitty, useless rituals. Rituals are wasting Pakistani's time and clogging their brain, because they're all useless. Nobody is listening to those rituals. It's an absolute waste of time. As a matter of fact, Pakistanis should realize that the 30% of the time they waste in this useless, stupid rituals, they could enrich themselves with education, with science, with art, with culture, and get better. Create millions of jobs and reduce poverty. Right now, this GSQ and these PDM thugs, they only want to keep Pakistan as a beggar country, because it suits them. They have looted so much money, they care less. And on top of that, we have the stupidity of producing children, unlimited children, because this mullah gang who controls the mind of Pakistani youngs says, oh, Allah provides, you don't worry. Allah is the provider. And Allah does not even provide a single grain. The farmers have to grow it. Farmers have to work day and night. From the time they put seed, from the time they have the harvest. There is no Allah involved in between. And in civilized world, the per acre production is more than 3 to 4 times than what this Allah-controlled Pakistan does. Because the religion only clogs your brain. Religion disallows every human right. Religion disallowed any job creating opportunities. Whatever jobs are created, they are taken over by military gang, mullah gang, and you name it. That is why Pakistan is imploding from within. Nobody has done anything. As a matter of fact, the whole world is the well-wisher of Pakistan. They don't want 235 million people go hungry and die in hunger. But as long as this GSQ gang, particularly this brand dead Hafiz Ji, Sifa Army staff, is in Pakistan, Pakistan has no hope. This guy must be removed in whatever way possible. Because under these military journals, Pakistan can never prosper, because they won't allow it. Even if it is prosperous for a few months, they start itching in their behind to overthrow that government, because they don't want any civilian leader to be powerful. And this is the tragedy Pakistanis have to handle and take care. I'm sure in the coming weeks and months, they will rise this against this army and they will find no refuge. It's coming, folks. There's no other alternate. God bless.